with Sarah Shulton Kranz, a survivor, thriver, adventurer, and believer in all things possible. My mission is to guide others to live their life boldly, regardless of circumstances. I believe we all have the power to overcome and lead joy-filled, happy lives. Recorded from the trail or in my office, I share inspiring stories from everyday people because we all deserve to be heard. You will also hear from handpicked professionals ready to guide you beside me. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Okay, we are here with Brittany Lynn. She is my co-lead in the Grand Canyon. I love this woman so much, and I am so excited to have her on to my very first podcast. We just returned from the Grand Canyon this week, and from a very powerful retreat. And one of the things that we were talking about so much during this retreat was trust. And so I thought it perfect to bring her on and to continue this trust conversation in this podcast with all of you for your own learning and growth, and to venture into this world trusting as much as we have both learned to do, with not only independently, but with one another.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about, tell me just a little bit about what you do. Let's start there.
Sure. So I am a yoga and meditation teacher, and I mainly specialize in teaching mindfulness in workplace settings. But I'm actually taking a big transition in my life right now, and I'm going to be moving down to Costa Rica for a while, and we'll be teaching at a yoga teacher training school down there. So I teach yoga, I teach meditation, a little bit of breath work, as well as yoga nidra. So everything to bring in more centering and peace and trust, balance into our lives.
Yeah. And so Brittany did the very first retreat with me, I guess it was a year ago September, or was it 2 years ago September?
Two years ago September. It was September 2017.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I was, at the time, I was doing these retreats in the Grand Canyon where I guide, women and men through their own transformational journeys, and I was looking to bring in other people to co-lead with me. And I had met Brittany here in Hermosa Beach, and right away I was drawn to her energy and who she is and what she does, and all things amazingness. And so she does all of the meditations, along with now guiding right beside me, which is really fun.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. So we've done a few of these together and many more in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including we are filming in the Grand Canyon over Thanksgiving, the documentary. So Brittany will be there leading all the meditations through that incredible, incredible space.
I'm so grateful. It's just going to be so incredible. I can't
wait.
It's
going to be incredible. I can't wait. Neither can the people at Phantom Ranch. They can't wait.
Yeah.
The people on the Rim can't wait. Ranger Della can't wait. Like, everybody can't wait.
I know. It's going to be
it's just
so
awesome.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk trust. Are you
okay.
ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm always
this
ready.
Is, like, so exciting. I love talking trust. And one of the reasons that we wanted to bring this conversation up was we were talking about just various things, and you know, trust is the foundation of everything, all things. Like, there, you have to have trust in so much. And mm-hmm. I know in my own life, it was the one thing that I lost immediately upon finding out about the betrayal and so many things in my life. And it was also the thing that I knew that I had to regain, mm-hmm. that I had to find again. Trust with others, trust with myself. Trusting what was happening around me, trusting the process, trusting the journey. And in this conversation with you about what are we going to be talking about, we talked also about how just through the journey with going through the canyon, right? Like, we stand on the rim together and we look out, and trust is the foundation of everything.
Yeah.
So let's talk trust.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for myself, most of my life, I never realized it, but I didn't actually really trust myself. And because I didn't trust myself, it's very hard to trust other people if you don't trust yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. people talk about that with love all the time. They say, oh yeah, I love this person, but I don't love myself. But you can't really fully give something that you can't even give to yourself to another person. And it was actually the first time you and I led our retreat through the canyon, so September 2017, I had just returned from Costa Rica for the first time. I had done my advanced 300-hour yoga teacher training down there, and the day after I returned, my husband and I separated. And 2 weeks later, I think it was 2 weeks later, you and I were on the trail, and there was there were so many things happening around trust at the time, not just in my marriage, but also going on in the canyon too. I had to not only trust you, who we had met a few months before, and we talked about these trips, yeah, and we decided to do this together, but we hadn't spent a lot of time together at that point. And actually, I think that one of the big things too was me being able to trust sharing with these women on this retreat what was going on in my life without feeling like I had to kind of push aside what was going on with me in order to hold space for them. Because I know I told you right before I got one,
right before
the canyon.
I was running on the green belt and I get this phone call from you and she's like, now listen, everything's going to be okay, but Mitch and I are separating.
Yeah.
And I went, Oh, this is interesting. Great. Yeah. I mean, I was like, literally, like,
it's not
glad you could tell
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not going to go into the canyon with me. Like, I'm good. It's fine. But on the car ride there, it came up because one of the participants on this retreat was one of my students, and she had come over to the apartment to meet me before you picked us up. And so when we were in the car, she's like, oh, I hope, you know, I'm sorry we were being loud at your house. I hope we didn't wake up Mitch, because she had met him before.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I had this moment in my mind in this conversation with myself. I'm like, I could just say like, oh no, it's fine. Or I could be honest.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And honesty isn't just about vulnerability and putting yourself out there. And it's definitely not just about yourself and the things that you want to share, because this whole retreat wasn't about me. I was one of the leaders. But being honest also comes with a lot of trusting yourself and being able to speak your truth without feeling like you have to sugarcoat anything or hold things back, and also still being able to trust yourself in the way that you speak about your truth.
Yes.
Because I think that in that moment, I was given an opportunity to share in order to help others in some way.
Yes.
It wasn't just about me sharing that I'm separated from my husband. It was about, okay, can I trust myself enough to share with these people and open up and trust all of you to be vulnerable and share something that I was in the middle of? I couldn't, you know, it wasn't in hindsight or retrospect. It was happening right then and there. And I think that was what really launched me into a place of being able to feel safe and being able to trust others and myself with everything that was happening just the way that it was.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I remember the moment, right, that you called me and you said this. And I, like I said, I was running on the trail. And immediately I thought into my head, wow, I really didn't know you that well.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that there was something about you that I just loved. I was like, there's this purity, there's this just giving, there's this empathy, and it was exactly what we needed to bring into these retreats. And then when you told me that, I remember thinking, she's going to have to trust me very quickly.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really interesting is in that whole piece, I also had to trust you that you also could go through this process, right? In a way where you were still vulnerable enough with everybody else, mm-hmm. right? And also trusting that you could hold space and be safe and do all the things that we do within these retreats.
Right.
So that was a big test of ours.
Yeah.
And we passed.
We passed.
Like, way to go, girlfriend. Like, high five. We passed.
We did.
We passed. We passed. And there were a few moments where I remember feeling like, okay, this is hard for her, and don't push too much and allow it to unfold and trust the process, yeah. right? Where we were just like, okay, what's going on here? And we got into our groove and it was amazing. And it was just like, it ended up being one of the most powerful experiences as leaders, right? As well. It's interesting because I had a conversation just recently, I guess it was 2 nights ago, with one of a woman from my mastermind group, and it was all about the new leadership is allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. In being vulnerable and in being able to put yourself out there, that's where real leadership also comes from.
Right.
Because you are trusting, you know, the process, and you are there's so much there. And we felt it on this retreat too together.
Oh, absolutely.
Very much. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Very much so. And you know, I think that stepping into doing something that was out of my comfort zone a couple years ago with you, who, like you said, I didn't really know you all that well when we mm-hmm. decided to do this trip together the first time. And to know, I mean, because on the trail, too, I was having knee issues. Yeah. Like a mile into this, what, 12 mile or whatever? Like, I don't know, hike? All of a sudden, I was just having these knee issues. And I trusted you the whole time, and it was actually a really amazing experience for me because I don't know that I've ever trusted somebody that quickly. I'm not a skeptic of people. I trust people actually fairly easily, but I knew there was nothing to worry about, and I knew I'd be okay. Now, I was in a lot of pain,
yeah,
so were. It was hard for me, but actually that became my mantra on the trail. The last probably 3 or 4 miles of that trail, I was fairly far behind the rest of the group, and every single step that I took, I just said to myself in my mind, trust, trust, trust. And it's been my mantra for 2 years now.
Yeah.
That is exactly the thing that I keep with me anytime something happens, anytime I go through something. I come back to that word, and it's not just a word, but it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's a piece of all of us that has to sort of be dug out and tapped into. And you kind of have to, I know, like, it's kind of funny to say, but you have to trust, right? Like,
right? Like, it's so true.
Yeah, so you have to trust yourself, and it was, that was sort of the start of some other things that came for me, throughout my process to be able to really understand what trust really means.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Truly, it's so beautiful. It's an interesting thing because, you know, in like I mentioned, to be able to trust, you also have to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And the other piece to this too is, I mean, trust is one of my big values. Anybody that knows me knows one of the things, as you know, that I do a lot of work on are the values, the foundation of who we are. What are the things that create us to be who we are every single day, from mm-hmm. waking up, lifting our head from the pillow, to doing the work during the day, to playing, to whatever, to putting our head back on the pillow at night? What are the values that we stand in and we hold true to who we are? And trust is one of mine.
Yeah.
And the biggest piece for me in my own healing and growth was realizing that the reason my pain hurt so deeply within me is because one of the things that was broken so hard for me was my trust.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I hold trust so deeply, and there is, if you're in my inner circle or not, doesn't matter, inner circle or not, if you are around me, you can trust me. It's just who I am. I live that on a daily basis, in and out, as you know.
Oh, I know.
And we're sitting here together, you guys, right now, and we're like holding hands and we're smiling because she gets it. And she gets it. And if I tell you I'm going to do something, you can trust that that's going to get done.
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't, it's because it just was not meant to be, and there was a reason around the piece that I couldn't do it. It's really fascinating, though, how when our trust is broken, we can still go back to it.
Yeah,
we can absolutely. Still go back to it. So even in the depths of pain, when our trust has been broken, it doesn't mean that you can't trust again.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that you can't trust again. And the number one person to rebuild trust with is with yourself.
100%. 100%,
right? Like, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that. And we know that we all have the inner peace within us to listen to that piece where we say, it's just not feeling right. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that little red flag of like, or that little intuition hit where we're just that we tend to brush aside. It's in us. But we as humans and in society, we have learned to look for all of the outward pieces instead of the inward,
yeah.
right? Like, what are the things around us that are telling us? Instead of in the moment, just literally sitting back, grounding ourselves and saying, who can I listen to? And that is myself. Where within myself can I listen to that piece that says, yes, you're on the path. Yes, things are good. Yes, you can say, you know, no to something. Yes, you can say yes to something. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so fascinating, though, when people are just like, I can never trust again.
Right.
If you're going to tell yourself, if that's your mantra, girlfriend,
then that's
boyfriend,
gonna be true.
That's going to be true. Like, you have got, what you feed grows.
Right.
We know that. And you have, the number one piece is going back to that inner self and saying, I can trust me.
Yeah.
I can trust me.
I think that a big piece of that too is when you can trust yourself, you're able to then give trust to others, but it has to be a balance because it can't just be, I only trust myself.
Correct. Absolutely.
Because I think sometimes when our trust is broken, when our trust is broken, sometimes we feel like I'm the only person in the world that I can trust.
Right.
But I found in my own experience that when I started trusting myself, forgiving myself, and surrendering,
yes,
I was able to then not only rebuild trust with people who may have challenged that trust or had me question that trust in the past, but I've also been able to grow the trust that I have in myself much, much more richly. And for me, the big piece for me, and it almost sounds counterintuitive because trust is a lot of, it takes some work, but at the same time, for me, the trust really came when I surrendered.
Yes.
And I, not only on the trail with you the first time, I had to surrender. I mean, we're going down into the Grand Canyon. There was nothing, I couldn't call an Uber, you know?
There are no Ubers in the Grand Canyon.
No, there are no Ubers in the Grand Canyon. Like, and so for me, I had to just trust, like, I'm going to get down there. And I ended up, you know, probably, I guess it was 5 months later, 4 or 5 months later after that trip, I had to learn to stop over-efforting in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to trust that everything would fall into place the way that it's meant to, because I was over-efforting in my marriage. I was over-efforting in my work. I was over-efforting with friends. I was putting so much effort into so many things, but it was stemming from a place of fear and worry. Oh, if I don't work hard, I won't make enough money to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. If I don't keep calling my ex and asking him if he wants to go to therapy or, you know, whatever it was,
right,
then I always felt like I had to take everything on myself.
Yes.
And if I had the mentality for most of my life that if I didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done right. And that's really, that's really egotistical.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. It is.
You know,
that's
like
living from a place of ego.
Yeah, it's totally living from, and I always thought it was just, no, I trust myself. I know how to do it and I can get it done right. But really it's a place from ego. For me, yeah, to not be able to step back and trust not only other people, but trust that things are going to line up the way that they are meant to, was a very ego place, and had, I had blinders on. I just, yes, felt like, if I want things to be done, I have to take care of them myself. And I put a lot of pressure on myself. And I remember it was either January or February of last year in 2018, where I sat down and I said, I'm going to stop efforting so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop putting so much damn effort into every single piece of my life and trying to control everything and steer the ship, because yes, I'm in the driver's seat, but at the same time, I'm not the maker of the road.
Right.
You know, it's like I can drive and I can steer around it, but like I'm not the one that laid the path. So I can't be in control of everything. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I'm sighing right now. As soon as I let myself off the hook and I'm like, oh, I can't control how my husband feels. I can't control how, you know, this friend feels about me. I can't control how, you know, these clients that might, you know, cancel their appointment or whatever it happens,
right,
to be. As soon as I surrendered and I'm like, I'm just going to let things be as they are and I'm going to trust that it's working out the way that it is, it changed my life.
Yeah.
And honestly, things started happening faster, easier, more quickly, like effortlessly, when I stopped efforting, which is such an oxymoron. You would think it would be the other way. It's counterintuitive. You'd think, put more effort in and more things will happen. But the more I stepped back and just started to allow instead of do, like make shit happen. Sorry, I don't know.
No, it's totally fine.
Are you kidding
me? This is me here.
I know.
You know me. Do you want me to say like, shit,
yeah,
just for you
here
to be okay with it?
There we go.
Now we're good. We're equal.
I love it. But yeah, I mean, like when I stopped over-efforting, everything started falling into place. And that's where that trust piece came. I trusted that life is going to take me exactly where I need to be. And I trust, and I've had these conversations with my husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, you know, we trust that this is exactly the way that our path was meant to go. And we trust each other, you know? Yeah. And I think that that's a big thing, is a lot of us, when we feel like we lose the trust, him losing my trust, me losing his trust, we feel like I can never trust that person again. I trust him with more things than I trust most people with.
Yeah.
And I think that being able to trust yourself really helps with rebuilding trust with others as well.
Absolutely. Okay, there's just so much that just went through my head, as you know. Anybody that's been on my retreats, this is what happens. Like, we just have these conversations. This is what happens on retreats too. We're sitting in a creek, and you can imagine like water flowing underneath us and deer just walking up and like butterflies overhead and light breeze, right?
That's exactly what just happened last week.
Yes, actually, it was like 4 days ago. Which we were going to record this at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
And then we just didn't have enough time. And we were like, we trust that this is the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Right?
Because like, we could have been upset with it and said, well, no, we wanted to do it there and like figure out a way to make it happen, or get back and be like, oh, like why? And get frustrated with it. But why?
It just wasn't meant to be there.
No.
It's meant to be here sitting on my bed doing this
exactly.
Like in my little home.
Yeah.
So, which is great. There's so many things I want to bring up. Number one is, when you can step into trust, you can also release all those stupid expectations that we put on ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Like the expectations that also tend to hold us back. Mm-hmm. Or the shoulds, which we talk a lot about, releasing that word should from our vocabulary, because we put this word should in there of, I should be doing this, or I should feel this way, or this person should be doing this for me. And those are all expectations.
Don't
should all over yourself, guys. Like, it's just why?
Yeah.
Why? If you want to live in peace, right, which is what we aim for.
Right.
We had one of the guys on our last retreat have his first peace moment down there at the bottom of the canyon. And it was just so awesome to see just his aura, like his face, just be like so happy and
so beautiful.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it literally had also to do with this. It's mm-hmm. all about trust mm-hmm. and it's all about releasing the expectations and living presently in the moment and just knowing that we are where we need to be in this exact moment right now.
Yeah.
We don't need to be anywhere else.
Absolutely.
It's right here. It's right here, wherever that here is. If it's sitting on the bed talking to you, mm-hmm. if it's, you know, at work, wherever it is, it's even in the doctor's office, it's like, okay, this is where I need to be in this moment right now. And we don't always like it.
Right.
We don't always like it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to share with you something that happened in my life when I've shared this on a few podcasts, where my trust for myself, but also here's the thing that's interesting. It's not only for me, the trust within where my trust was rebuilt, right, of listening to myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, my betrayal was 14 years long and didn't even know it. There was so much, and it was betrayals from other people and that I knew, and the people that didn't tell me. And it was, I was rebuilding so much trust with others.
Absolutely.
But the number one person for me, it started within. And I've shared this before. I was 4 miles offshore paddling. And when I paddle, I don't always, I'm so in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like paddle in the water to the left, paddle in the water to the right. And it's just, I'm going back and forth, just getting myself out there and releasing. And I have my intention for the day and or for that moment, and using my mantras,
right?
And I got out there, and all of a sudden I looked up and I was surrounded in fog. I've shared this
right,
with you.
Right, yeah, I've heard this.
Literally.
And I've listened to her on other podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard you talk
yes,
about this.
Yes, I have. I do talk about it because it was such a defining moment in my just recovery from everything. And I looked up and I was like, oh, shit. Hmm. There you go. I used that word.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. Okay, I love fog, by the way, because it is so metaphorical of life.
Me too.
Because we all go through the fog. Like, fog is around us. We live through it. We're in it. We come out of it. The sun shines bright. It releases the fog. It's just, that's just, how beautiful is that? Was not expecting it.
Yeah.
Did not see that fog bank coming in. And I'm literally standing there 4 miles offshore, and I couldn't tell where I was even at the moment. Right? All I knew is that I was where I was in that moment. That mm-hmm. was it. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, I had a phone, but I truthfully wanted to also be able to use, I don't even know if my phone worked, to be honest with you. I don't even know. But I really wanted to be able to use my instincts and trust not only within myself, but with what was happening around me. I didn't have any kind of device to contact, you know, the Coast Guard or any of that stuff.
Right.
And I flipped my board around, and I remember in that moment thinking, I'm Pocahontas,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I became Pocahontas in that moment. If any of you know Pocahontas, if you don't, go look her up. But she comes from a Disney movie that I used to watch with my boys when they were young. And it was follow the wind, follow the current, follow the waves, follow and pay attention to what's around you, yeah. and then call in what you need. It's a very spiritual space, as we know the water is any nature's
any
places.
Nature, yeah.
Like, we know that. Like, we, you know, we feel it all the time.
Yeah, reconnecting to that nature.
Yeah.
And listening to nature.
And listening to it. Like, it's
and the nature within.
Yes, exactly. And really connecting to it and knowing that you have all that you need mm-hmm. right there in that moment. And I remember then being not far off, and a pod of dolphins came out of nowhere and started swimming around me.
Mm.
And it was the coolest thing because I literally had been calling them in, like, I would like some guidance. I would like some protection. I would like, that's just how I work, right?
Yeah.
In my everyday life. And it was just the most beautiful moment to think to myself, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I can trust that I know where I'm going, and I can trust that I listen to the things around me to give me also the signs that I know where I'm going.
Right. In order to trust that intuition that you have within.
Yeah. And the beautiful little dolphins, you know, I remember just paddling and looking over into their eyes, and they were kind of looking up at me. And I kid you not, like, this is how this was. It sounds really kind of Disney-like, I guess you could say.
I love it. I love it.
And it was. And it was just so beautiful. And I landed right back in the mouth of the harbor where I'd taken off. And I remember thinking to myself when I pulled my board up onto the dock that day, wow, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
I can trust me. I can trust that this process is of life and of living, right? There's life.
Yeah.
And I talk about this. There's life. And then there's living.
Absolutely.
Life is a gift. Don't put it in a drawer.
Right.
Living is when you use your gift.
Yeah.
And I just did I think it was Instagram. I did a post on that.
Yeah. I loved that. I thought
it
was incredible.
Right? I was like, oh, yeah, we were coming home from the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was in the like way back, and you like held your phone up.
Like,
and I'm
hey,
like, yes, I love this.
How do you like this? And you were like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Well, I even had a moment like that this morning. So driving over here. I was driving. It's been a very interesting couple of weeks, especially I'm moving out of the country for a while, moving down to Costa Rica. I have 2 weeks left. 2 weeks from today, I'm driving out of Los Angeles. And, I have some other things that have kind of been popping up, some health things. Last year I had a breast lumpectomy from a suspicious lump that I had in my breast. And there's, you know, some other things that are happening right now. And so I needed to go see a doctor this morning before I came over here. And I was driving back from this appointment, which I got really great news. She was really reassuring. I feel fantastic. But I was driving and I'm driving down the freeway and I'm looking up at the clouds and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. Because you know me, I love gloomy days. I love the rain. And I was looking and I'm like, it looks like it might rain. And I'm driving and I'm listening to one of my playlists and the first couple of drops come down and it started to rain. And the song that was playing said, it's going to rain and wash this away.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm getting emotional right now just saying it. I just started crying, but with a huge smile on my face. And I was like, everything is okay. Like, everything's fine. And I just trust that everything is leading me exactly where I need to be.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my gosh. You should have seen me in the car. I was like streaming tears like down my face, but I was like smiling and I was like, this is amazing. And it's like July and in LA and it never rains.
Never rains.
Here.
What is going
and,
on?
Like, I don't listen to this playlist very often. I don't know. It just like literally it only rained within like a couple of minutes.
Wow.
And in those couple of minutes that song was playing and I was just like, I was in tears and it really did bring this whole thing back full circle. I mean, I really just trust that I'm exactly where I need to be and I'm exactly where I need to be going and I don't need to know all the answers. I don't need to plan everything out. I don't have to worry about things because everything's going to work out exactly the way it's meant to.
Oh my gosh. And isn't it so beautiful when you can live this way?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so beautiful.
Oh, it's so freeing.
It's so freeing.
I never lived this way. I mean, the first 33, 34 years of my life, I over-efforted with everything, and I tried to control everything, and I was worried about everything. And there's a quote, and I apologize because I can't remember who said it, but somebody had said that worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
Yes.
And that was, I lived my entire life that way. I just worried about a bunch of stuff. And as soon as, I just remember that January or February last year where I just sat down and I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to put that much effort in. It's not like I just sit around and like hope things come to me. I put a lot of
you put
work,
a lot
you know,
of work
like,
and effort into
I
things.
Do,
yes.
But there's a difference between over-efforting and trusting that, like, you know, you do your day-to-days and you talk to people, you meet people, you put in the universe the intentions that you want versus, like, just trying to control everything and control the outcome.
So can I kind of use something which I've
yeah,
never thought about before?
Absolutely.
This is really fascinating. One is work and one is play.
Oh, yes.
Right?
It's so true.
It's so true.
Oh my gosh. This is exactly what we talked about
this
in the
canyon.
This
is exactly what we talked about
oh
in the canyon.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Exactly what we had just...
Yes.
We literally just had this conversation as well in the canyon. This particular group, it's really interesting how when these groups come together, mm-hmm. we have to trust that process,
yeah.
right? I'm like, you know, it's so interesting. People come in and they're like, I want to go on the July trip. Okay. So this July trip is filling up. And every person that was coming in, I remember calling you and being like, whoa, is
yeah.
this going to be magical?
Yeah.
And it was the, and I know all of you groups that have gone and we all laugh
but
about
we
this.
But we do this every time.
We do this every time, every single time. And every single group says, you
we're
say
like,
that.
Oh my God.
You say that to every group.
And
I'm
true.
Like, yeah, I do. But it literally, like, every single group is just so freaking powerful,
yeah.
right? And here's why. At the basis of who we are, we are all the same.
Yeah.
The basis
we're
of who we
connected.
Are, we are all connected. And the thing that's so cool about these, and I know I'm kind of tangenting a little bit, and those that know me know that this happens too.
Well, this is a conversation.
This is
right?
a conversation. The basis of what we all want, that we all crave, is connection.
Yeah.
We crave connection, we crave community, and we also have to give trust to mm-hmm. others to in order to receive that.
Absolutely.
Right? And so it all comes full circle. But it's so interesting because one of the times that we were talking about this was in the creek.
Yep.
And we were talking about, we had one client that was on this retreat who's a drummer, and he's a rad freaking drummer.
Oh my gosh.
Like, rad. Like,
holy shit.
Oh like, my gosh.
Like, he's incredible.
He's incredible. And we had him kind of spur of the moment, didn't tell him that we were going to do a drumming circle.
Yeah.
And we invited him to lead us. We said, you know, we were sitting, let me kind of give you a little visual of this. We were sitting at the base of a waterfall mm-hmm. up Phantom Creek. So there's a waterfall behind us. We were all sitting in this pool of water, and we had these little rocks in front of every one of us. And we invited him to lead us, all 10 of us, through this drum circle.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was so cool. And one of the things that we said to him was, just get out there and play.
Yeah.
Just trust yourself and play.
Yeah.
Know that you can do it.
Absolutely.
And when we work at it so hard, that's where we butt up against the expectations, and that's where it feels hard.
Well, because, and this is also something we talked about in the canyon that the listeners can really benefit from too, is, you know, when we over effort and when we're making everything work, right? Like, I used to even put on my to-do list, like when I had lunch with friends and this and that, and I was like, it's one more thing that I have to do. But I made it all work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we're playing, we're moving from overthinking. We're not in the headspace, and we're dropping in the space of our heart.
Yes.
Which was huge with this group.
Huge with this group.
Right? It's like, and that's been my work in my life, is learning how to stop thinking from the brain and the head and moving into the space of feeling. And I know that for me, when I have moved from and I think that's kind of where I go with the over-efforting thing. It's like, I still put effort in, but I'm playing. When
yes.
I'm working, when I'm teaching, when I'm sharing, I'm doing it with this childlike sense of playfulness. And it's exciting for me. And I look at every conversation I have and every class that I teach as something that is a gift. And it's not one more thing that I have to do in order to pay my rent. It's something that I get the opportunity to do.
Yes.
I don't have to do anything. I never say anymore, I've had this conversation with a lot of friends. I don't say, oh, I have to go to the bank or I have to go to the grocery store. Like, I am going to the grocery store or I get to go.
Yes.
Because I think here in the West, especially in where we live in Los Angeles, a lot of things it's like, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to pick up my kids. I have to go do this thing. I have to do that thing. Well, we get to do all these things,
yes.
And we're so lucky.
Choice.
It's choice.
It's
choice. About the way that we see it.
And it's trusting your choice.
It's completely trusting your choice and also just being allowed, like, giving yourself permission to choose to see through a different lens.
Yep.
To choose to see your own life through a different lens and to choose to trust the things that come your way. And even when it's challenging, even when it's hard, even when you're crying and you feel it in your gut and it hurts, there can still be that level of trust where you say, it's okay, because I trust this process and I'm a human being. I'm going to have emotions. I'm going to go through it. But I trust I'm going to be okay on the other side of this, no matter what it is.
That goes with relationships. Mm-hmm. That goes with intimate relationships, friendships. It goes with work. It just, like, it's all everything. From
everything.
Moving. When I moved, and I told you, like, I trust that this is the right process for you. As hard as it is for me to see you move to Costa Rica,
right.
Though I get to come visit now.
Yes.
I get it, because that was my whole trusting of the process when I sold my 4,200 square foot house, and I'm now sitting in 800 square feet with my boys. I did that for my own reasons, alignment with my values and who I am, right? And also trusting that this was a step in my process to move into my journey ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
It's so amazing. So we are going to do a very quick grounding meditation around trust.
Yeah.
Do you mind leading us?
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm going to allow my head space and my heart space and my intuition to go right back to the canyon, because that's where I feel extremely connected coming off of this last trip. My heart opened up big time.
Yeah.
I was cracked open. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was hard for me. Like, I had to trust the process. And the girls that were on that trip mm-hmm. who held space for me through my own, I mean, I healed a very big space of my heart on that one, so.
Yeah, and so, thank you for trusting me and trusting everybody else to, you know, you're the leader of this group, but like you were saying, we're all together, we're all the same, we're all working through life together,
mm-hmm.
and we get to play in life together and to be able to trust that you can also open up that space to continue your own healing. I mean, this is why you lead these trips.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you lead these retreats, is to help people start or continue or to move through these processes of healing. And you're still doing the same, because we're human and we're always a work in progress.
We are human. And that was a very big one, this trip too. We are human.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
So, okay, you ready?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I love this so much.
For those of you listening, if you're not driving, I know I listen to podcasts when I'm driving, but if you're not driving, I invite you to close your eyes and sit in a comfortable space. And just taking a moment to allow yourself to drop in from the space of your head and into a place of feeling, whether that's in your heart. Maybe you feel in your physical body, sensation, in your belly, in your gut, in your intuition. But as we settle into this space of feeling, I invite you to take a cleansing breath. Take a full inhale through your nose and open your mouth, sigh the breath out. And just notice what it feels like to empty of breath. And then allow your breath to naturally flow in and out of your body. And just noticing how your physical body feels today. How your emotional and mental bodies feel. What your breath feels like. And no matter what is coming your way on this particular day, just as you're able to trust that this next breath is going to come in without you having to ask it to, can you take a moment to trust that you are exactly where you need to be? Just just knowing that any challenges that you face, any turns in the road, any unexpected things that are happening are there to teach us. They are there to grow and learn from. So just saying to yourself in your mind as you allow your breath to move in and out of your body, I trust the process. Just gently repeating this to yourself in your mind as you inhale and exhale. I trust the process. I trust the process. I trust that life will never hand me more than I can handle. I trust my intuition and I trust myself. I trust that I am exactly where I need to be. I trust the process. Let's take another full deep breath together. Full inhale through the nose. And open your mouth. Exhale, sigh the breath out. If you have more time and you'd like to continue with your eyes closed, just bringing this mantra in, I trust, or I trust the process, or just simply the word trust. Allow yourself to move through your day with a little more trust, not only in those that are around you and what they say and what they do, how they're helping you, but also trusting in yourself. When it feels right for you, you can bring yourself back into this space by gently blinking your eyes open and letting the light back in.
I love you.
And I love you too.
It's always a love fest.
It is. It's a love fest.
Oh my gosh. Our Voxer this morning was a big love fest.
Yeah, it was.
Jeepers. We put everybody onto a Voxer group, which is an app, and so they can talk to each other post Canyon, and it's a love fest going on in there, which is awesome.
It's amazing.
Awesome. It's and we all trust each other.
Yeah, I was just going to say it all stemmed from us, you know, going on this journey together and every single one of us trusting each other because, you know, we all as a group are working together. And it's the same thing in our life, in our society, in our family, in our friends. Like, we are all part of this one big circle of being able to communicate and to connect and to trust one another to move through this beautiful life together.
Yeah, so much growth, so much learning, so much up-leveling. So much everything, just so much transformation.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on this journey beside me. And
yeah.
In every way, in every way. Like, it's just, it's an honor and it's a blessing. And I'm just so thankful.
I'm so
in gratitude.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for you. And thank you to the listeners also for
thank you so much.
Listening. And I hope that we're able to connect and
Where can they find you?
Costa Rica. Besides Costa Rica. Come visit me in Costa Rica. Actually, we do have a lot of people coming to visit because I have a retreat coming up in February in Costa Rica. But you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Beautifully Awakening. And that's my website as well, beautifullyawakening.com.
And I will put everything in the show notes. And you guys can all go and find her. And you can also find her through me, actually, because we talk all the time.
We talk all the time.
And so anybody wants to reach out, feel free.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of you for being here and for being a part of our very first podcast.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we have so many listeners out there and already.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Yeah. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Sarah. I'm so honored, truly.
Thank you. I love you too. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Friends, thank you for listening to the Live Boldly podcast.
I am grateful to have you here, and I would love to invite you over to sarahschultenkranz.com to grab my free 7 Steps to a Joy-Filled Life. I share these 7 steps from my own heart, soul, and experience. These steps transformed my own life from victim to survivor. Also, please, let's all be a ripple effect of change in today's world. I ask of you to please share this podcast with others that may need to be inspired or who need to hear from others going through where they are right now. To grow this podcast, please leave an iTunes review, go to my Instagram or Facebook page, and let me know what you think. I love hearing from each and one of you. I love sharing your thoughts, messages, and inspiring words. Because we are not alone in this world, friends. Let's keep the ripple moving. It begins with each one of us. I love you, and have a great remainder of your day.